Hey, we are back banging beers and somehow Palpatine returned.
Hello, kiddies.
So we are back, episode 164. Are we on four?
I don't know.
Pretty sure we're on four.
I think
I don't know. I keep losing track.
I think it's 160. It's 160.
Yeah, I just messed up again. It's 165. So maybe next week will be the last episode.
Is it 160?
It's what? Not.
Oh, okay. It is 164, though.
We're still off by one episode, so next week will be the last episode.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I'm like, I keep it, even though I made the graphic for it, I'm like, I don't remember what episode. 164, we are back.
The graphics might not be the same as what I'm labeling them to, which is kind of funny.
All right. So, Zach's back with us today. So, being that we wanted to do this for May the 4th, because obviously May the 4th be with you. And but unfortunately, we could not get our hands on enough Star Wars beers in time. So Billy graciously was able to pick up the May the 4th release at Fourscore. We have two beers. Well, we have a Star Wars and a Star Wars adjacent beer from Brewery Fire. We've got another one here from a brewery that won't be named because their owner's a piece of shit, but it's Star Wars related. It's from the past, so maybe you could figure that out by that description. And then Bob brought some Crowlers we're going to try here from Bucks County Brewery. So we got quite the assortment here today. So how are we doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Tony's got to replace his bits from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I one of the things besides my body being a piece of shit in my joints, I don't sweat. So when I'm in situations where it's hot all day long and I just don't sweat, so I overheat. So I overheated yesterday pretty rough. And yeah, just kind of recovering now, trying to put up as much fluids in my body and stay in cool spots. But it's been a rough one. Real quick, our merchandise page, we had a logo that was taken away from us. So unfortunately, if you are a fan of the Bangin' Beers Hub shirt, and if you ordered one within the past couple days, that's it. You got it. That's all there is to it. It's gone. It's gone forever. Unless we upload it again on Teespring, if Teespring ever gets their shit together, it can come back. But this website that we switched our merch page over to is the only one that was able to do hats. So if you, I think the one hat that this will ever print on until maybe in the future we make enough money that we can make our own. But yeah, so if you order the Pornhub shirt, it's gone forever. So
RIP.
Yeah, RIP. But the rest of the stuff is on there, and if the hats are really nice, so if you are a hat wearer, we do have all the other logos that you can buy on hats. Sorry, I'm beer burping already. They look really, really nice. But who we got in the chat? What's up, guys? At Maverick, drinking a dirty martini. Uncle Dan hanging out with us. Snowball says May the 22nd be with you. I like that. That may be the new name title of the thing.
Happy Goth Day.
Andy, better get a beard going.
I can't, Dan. You know this.
he holds the mustache gang down. So, he grows a good mustache.
No, I don't even do that.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good Johnny Depp mustache.
I get an okay, like 5 o'clock shadow. And then once I let it start to grow, it looks like absolute shit.
And, it's something.
Who's having the dirty martini?
Uncle Dan.
Jenner Vodka, Dan. But yeah, so May 22nd. Yeah, so the whole purpose of moving it to here is because there's a very big thing in the Star Wars universe happening this week, and that is the release of the Kenobi series. This comes out this Friday, so I cannot goddamn wait.
I got goosebumps.
Yep. Yeah, the trailers. So
I don't know why.
So hyped. I don't know what's going to happen. I have some ideas of what could happen. So we'll kind of poke around on those today here, but we got quite the bounty. So we cracked this one. It is a very good beer.
For 6 years old.
It's an aged stout.
Why were you hoarding this?
For a special occasion.
So
it's finally come.
Yes, it finally showed up.
Yeah, so this is from a very large craft brewery that seems to have problems with other craft breweries. So that's why we're not going to say who it's from. But
we'll
Billy's
say
the
name. It's Pebble.
Yeah, it's a larger version of
they
a
don't
Pebble.
Have any stones.
Brett says, I wish I had some good Star Wars puns to throw out there, but I don't want to force it. Can we keep those coming all episode? That'd
yes,
be great.
Let's do it.
Also, Ronnie, when the show was starting off, he was the first comment saying, keep banging those beers. So thank you guys much. Who do we got? A heart over here. Uncle Dan with a heart on Facebook. Thank you. Reactions, comments, that all helps us out. We are still working on social media. We have, so if you've been noticing, if you follow the other shows on the network, the clips have been coming out, but we've been kind of slacking here. So I went and spent like 3 days of my life, no sleep, just fucking making thousands of clips. So we have a bunch coming. I was going to release them like by episode, but I'm just going to kind of just fucking click one to put it out. So clips are coming. So if you see some clips on the social media, they're doing really, really well. Shockingly, we're doing really well on TikTok.
Like, really?
Yeah, TikTok's killing it for us.
I still don't know how to use TikTok.
TikTok,
yeah. TikTok I don't understand it. I'm old.
TikTok is essentially just it's not all dance videos, but there's some out there, and some of them are pretty funny.
Well, it started out.
Yeah, it was a music app. Yeah, but TikTok, there's tons of beer content on there. Like people make like quick reviews and stuff like that.
It's good for small businesses too. Nikki started.
Yeah, one up. It is the fastest platform to hit a million.
Yeah,
people
that's the newest one. So I gotta learn it. I know.
I don't think I'll ever get near that.
So. Maybe I'll start doing some one-offs.
It's ruined it for me.
If you if you go on there and get the right algorithms, you see some really, really funny content. But it's kind of like Instagram Reels, where you can put reels up, but it's just dedicated to only that type of content. Mm-hmm. It's kind of dope, but we're doing pretty well on there. So if you are a TikTok user, you can find us on there, Bangin' Beers Podcast. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We are still trying to grow that YouTube up. So if you're over on the YouTube side, hit that like and share and let people know about the page, and let's get the word of mouth. I don't think we're reading off the name of this beer. Yeah. You can read off the description, though.
Yeah, this is considered an imperial or double stout. This
one, what, 2016, Billy?
Yeah, 2016 this one variant.
Comes in at 13% ABV.
So holy shit, hidden.
Yep.
65 IBUs.
Wait, what's the ABV?
13.
Oh, Jesus.
43,500 check-ins, where it averages a 4.17. I actually have 43 friend check-ins on this, where it averages a 4.30. This is something that they do annually. This is the 2016 release.
But it is a fantastic stout. That ABV is 100% hidden. Get real big chocolate on it.
This barrel-aged palate saver has been a favorite among our fans and us since its inception in 2013. Pecans, wheat, flaked rye, and bourbon-soaked wood provide this whopping complex superhero version of an imperial stout with profound complexity that makes it ideal for cellaring, if you can wait that long. Now we can't say
you did. I did.
Yeah.
Now we can't say this beer bestows Jedi powers exactly, but your taste buds just may be fooled into believing as much. Special thanks to Amanda Connor, who illustrated this year's label to support the Hero Initiative. The flavor profiles listed as sweet, boozy, smooth, strong, and dark.
So it's cool that they do like things that like this money goes to charity, but then they go attack small brewers.
Yeah.
So it's pretty nice.
I mean, to be fair, this was 2016.
Yeah, this is before we knew they were assholes. So
a very different them.
Yeah. So, but anyway, it is a fantastic beer. Getting real like dark chocolate on the thing.
It is pretty good.
The booze is hidden.
I don't know if the booze got hidden by aging. So
it could be. It could have mellowed out, but I still get that the little bit of the smokiness from the bourbon, though. So it is delicious. I can't lie there, but all right. So what we're going to do, I think Bob brought these crowlers here. Are these the same, Bob, or are these two different ones?
They're both the same. Okay. The show beer. Right, everybody gets a decent pour with this.
Okay, great. So these are going to be our show beers today. These are a Kolsch, I believe, right, Bob?
Yep.
From Bucks County Brewery. So what we're going to do is we're going to pour these real quick, because we got some tart boys here and some thick and tart boys and some two. There's only one IPA in this lineup. We have two stouts.
There's a lot of jambas.
Four sours from Fourscore. So we're gonna use this guy as a palate cleanser. It's not Star Wars related, but it's gonna be nice.
Whoa,
that was a little foamy.
I do like Fourscore black cans though.
The black cans are really cool.
Yeah, I really like that a lot.
There's another brewery doing. I saw them doing black cans. So
all cans matter, but
I want to, Jesus Christ. I want to say it's Imprint, but all right. So we're gonna pull this Kolsch here. So. Do we do our Patreon subscribers yet?
No, so we change our Patreon up. If you are a subscriber and you want to change, you completely understand. Essentially, what we're doing with the Patreon now is it's just general support. We took away, because just behind the curtain, if you're not a Patreon person, depending on how many features you want on Patreon, like if you want to add different tiers, if you want to be able to do stuff, it costs more money. We're right at the moment, we're not making bonus content because I'm doing six shows. We have six shows worth of people. People have lives. It's tough to, I mean, I feel like a lot of podcasts out there right now are, they're doing good. Everyone's doing well, right? But the fact that we're making weekly content and then making bonus content. We go on location is a big ask to be a weekly podcast. Like anyone I know who's made podcasts are like, man, the fact that you've stayed consistently weekly for 4 years is insane. And that means a lot. But we can't really make bonus content like we used to anymore. We all have lives. We all have jobs. It is tough. So we, to pay Patreon more money to make all those extra features to have it on there isn't really smart, especially when we can take that money and put it towards stickers and put it towards all the other things that help the show grow. So we dropped all that stuff to give Patreon less money. All your tiers are still there. So if you subscribe to the $5, $10, if you're someone who does $100, we don't have that. But that's all there. But if you want to go down and reduce it to a dollar or whatever you want to do, we completely understand. But the people who do support us, thank you so much.
We will still look to, we just haven't found any fun things to give away yet, but we are going to work on those kinds of things still too. We just haven't found anything fun yet. So there's,
yeah. So the only thing we really did was shout outs, and we're just kind of staying away from that for now. If you are general support, awesome. We can work things out that we can do giveaways in the future, but as of right now, we're just trying to figure that aspect out. I definitely want your money to be worth what you're getting. And I feel like I'm personally dropping the ball on that, and I want to get better. So we do have people who want shirts, and we sent messages out. If you still want your shirt, you know, send a recheck your messages and we will get them to you. But yeah, as of now, just Patreon is general support. We do have the merchandise if you want to support us that way, or we do have a PayPal that you can do like a tip if you want to do like a dollar tip. We're not at the level yet on YouTube. If we go live on YouTube, it's kind of like a live stream where people can tip while you're streaming. We don't have enough subscribers.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it looks like pea soup.
Oh, God.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. Anyway, Linda Blair from The Exorcist poured into Andy's glass.
Your mother sells socks at Hills.
Yeah, she sure does.
Dude, remember how awesome Hills was?
Can we make my mom work there? That should be a beer name. They should just take this same beer and sell that.
Oh. We'll save that for whenever we finally learn how to brew.
Your mother sells socks at Hills.
It's just going to be me holding my bat ski boat from Batman Returns that I got at Hills.
Actually,
which I still have in my mom's basement.
Nikolai, when he was a kid, did an ad for like a Boscov's where he was like selling a toy guitar. It's a really funny ad. Look, but if you want to support us, there's many ways to do it. But as of right now, we're changing that up a little bit. But thank you guys so much for the people who have supported and continue to support. Thank you. And if you can't with money, sharing the episode, telling your friends about it, taking a sticker and putting it somewhere is always cool.
Ooh. But so I'm really shocked by the look of this when it came out of the can.
I'm overwhelmed by the look and the taste.
But before we talk about I'll let Bob pull up the Kolsch here and tell us about that, and he can tell us about his stop at Bucks County. But the whole reason we're here today is, well, besides, you know, to drink our weekly beers in the afternoon on a Sunday, is Star Wars. So I'm going to start off first. What's your favorite Star Wars movies? Let's go with you, Zach. Let's say your favorite Star Wars movie.
This is a tough one. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that.
You don't know? Okay.
No, because I like the first three, like the original. I like them a lot.
Okay.
Since I was little, so
you gotta think about it.
Yeah, I gotta think about that.
All right, Billy.
Favorite has to be Empire. It is probably my favorite. I watch it every Christmas. So Christmas morning, I get up and I throw on Empire Strikes Back.
Like, is there a reason behind that, or just kind of?
It's just I got the original box set, the unaltered, for Christmas one year, and that's the first movie I threw in.
Nice.
So ever since, I watch it every Christmas day.
Nice. I still have that.
Yeah, I do too.
Nice. Bob, which one's your favorite of them?
The one that started it all.
New Hope. Okay.
The Christmas special.
Yeah, the Christmas special. Doesn't count for the movies. Tony, I know you're kind of a noob on Star Wars.
So
very casual.
I've seen the episodes and I've seen the original three, and that's pretty. And I seen two of the three new ones. I don't think I've seen the third one yet.
Okay.
If I had to say, just like, and I said, I'm not someone who can like retain every single aspect of the movie or what one stands out more than the others. The one where, see, this is how bad I am. I don't know what you, where Luke is being trained by Yoda the whole time.
Okay, as Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, I like that one. That's where Luke changed Yoda. Vader cuts his hand off, his arm off. Yeah, that's my favorite.
And you find out he's his father.
Yes.
Yep.
That's my favorite.
That might be my favorite because it more focuses on Vader.
Yeah, Empire is my favorite. It's like the most cohesive portion of the original trilogy. And New Hope, obviously, they're all.
Yeah.
I love them all.
Oh, yeah.
But Empire Strikes Back's really the one that like I can, not that I can't watch all of them over and over again, but that's the same one that I'll just, if I want to just put on Star Wars, it's going to be Empire.
And Vader getting a Viking funeral.
Yeah, that's a Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
and so and
just Vader in general.
Yeah,
and Family Guy did a really cool spoof of Empire Strikes Back.
Dude, their whole like whole trilogy was really good.
Yeah,
it was funny. But no, like now as the years have gone on, because I was a prequel hater for the longest time, because I mean they're not the best.
No,
they have great parts. Rich and I just watched Phantom Menace on Friday, and basically it's
no Oscar for Jar Jar.
No, Jar Jar is so annoying.
You know, when they came
really
out,
really racist.
When they came out, since the original ones, it was a lot to take in or process, you know, but they were a big deal though. Like, holy shit, like, and when Boskov's had all their merch and displays, like, it was insane.
Oh yeah, dude, like, all the merch, like everything visually, even though like it's the CGI doesn't greatly hold up,
but
currently.
It was Star Wars. It was something Star Wars that came out and like reopened,
but
everything Star Wars.
It doesn't matter how much the shit there is in the movie, because the last like 30 minutes, Darth Maul fighting Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon is worth all of it. Yeah. So
there's someone who did a fan theory of Jar Jar Binks on the internet.
Oh, the Sith That's Lord.
And after seeing that theory, I put that as what Jar Jar was, and I like it more.
He's definitely not a Sith Lord.
Do you know who originally wanted to play Jar Jar?
Mm.
Michael Jackson. And then I forget who ended up playing him.
Ahmed Best.
Yeah, well, so George Lucas took Ahmed Best to a Michael Jackson concert and had him meet him, and Michael Jackson asked who it is, and apparently George Lucas said, "Oh, this is who's playing Jar Jar Binks."
Yeah,
so that's how he broke the news to Michael Jackson that he wasn't going to play Jar Jar.
I kicked him out of my concert. I would have gotten what's his name from South Park to just do the Michael Jackson thing, and yeah, that would have been the.
Hey guys, you're ignorant. That's ignorant. But I have new appreciation for the prequel trilogy because of the Clone Wars, which I'll talk about a little bit here because when we talk about Kenobi coming up. But there's a lot of good in them. I think part of the product is that there was no one around telling George Lucas, no, don't do that. Like, this is before Dave Filoni got involved with everything. Yeah. So I think if Dave Filoni was around in the original prequel trilogy, that we would have gotten a lot, because the Clone Wars are the best media of Star Wars that are out there right now.
All right, okay. Well, so Jabba Juice.
Yeah, no, we're starting with the Kolsch.
We're starting with the Kolsch.
Oh, Kolsch.
So tell us about this Kolsch, Bob, because this is very nice.
I could binge drink a shitload of this.
Yeah, this is really nice. This is going to be this. I love Fourscore, but these wacky Jambas are not always my thing.
No.
These are great share with your buddy beers, but I would never be able to drink most of these, probably a full pint, like a pint of it.
No,
this should be called
8 ounces at the most, probably.
Jabba Jizz or something. Seriously,
they are really fun. They definitely hit their marks, because we've had a ton of Jambas already on the show, or just in personally. They're fun. They hit their marks, but they're good beers to share with your buddies. But I would never be able to drink a full can by myself.
All right, so tell us about this Kolsch, Bob, from Bucks County Brewing Company. Right, yesterday.
I assume that I'm pronouncing this right, and this is called Chorin. And I'm assuming that would be along the lines of like, daddy had me out backyard doing the chore. And this is from the Bucks County Brewery of Pipersville, Pennsylvania. It's a Kolsch. It comes in at 4.46 ABV. It's been checked in 94 times, where it averages a 3.61. I have no friend check-ins, and this will be my first time to log it. The description is short and to the point. It is simply a light, refreshing Kolsch. The flavor profile is listed as light, clean, bread, cereal, and watery. I already had a couple sips out of mine. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. It's really good. It's a good, it's easy drinker.
Yeah.
This is super nice.
That crisp on the night on the front.
Nice, crispy, a little bit of maltiness. It's very light. This is definitely a good summer beer.
Yeah.
And how was the place, Bob? You were there yesterday. Tell us about it. We'll do a little road trip on Rosa in the meantime, right now.
That was, we actually, for anyone who's familiar with it, there's a, it's called the Bucks County Ale Trail. I believe there's 28 participating breweries in it. you can, it's all electronic. You click, you go to their website, and you can download the passport to your phone. You don't have to lug papers with you everywhere. And when you go to the venue, you just show them your passport and open up to their site. And one of the staff will enter a 4-digit code to verify you were there. Once you've visited 5 places, you're eligible for a free t-shirt.
Wow.
So
you got 2 t-shirts because
Rose and I both went. So yeah, we each made a t-shirt. We're gonna keep on going, see if anything else comes up. But
And it's a Letter Kenny thing.
Chorn.
Did the
I tried watching it. I couldn't.
The pictures the dude from Letter
Kenny. I like it.
I haven't seen it.
I love it. It's no, it's funny. Like it takes a little bit, like it's just the Canadian humor.
I love Canadian humor.
Yeah. Well, fill me in because I'm because I obviously already botched the backstory here. So
you're not too far off.
I don't think you're far off, actually. No. Billy can tell us. He watches Letterkenny.
I love it.
It's just like a bunch of guys that hang out and like they have a farm up in Canada and they just bullshit. That's pretty much the whole basis of the show. I think my favorite episode is with the Canadian geese. When they were oiling the eggs at the country club and they go and flip out and chug a beer and smash the bottle on the ground.
It's so good, but it's been a while since I've seen the last season. But the priest that runs the ice cream stand, yep. the gay priest.
Yeah, I tried watching. I was watching it with a really big Letterkenny fan.
And just watch it on your own.
And they were just like,
they
just kept staring at us, waiting to see us laugh. And me and I were just like,
no, because it's everyone's not going to laugh at the same.
No, I like Trailer Park Boys. I don't like Letterkenny. So, but anyway, in the chat,
I was hanging out with my friends the other day.
Ty in the chat says, "Cheers, boys! Just got home from Rural City and Poor Man's." Ty's been killing it.
Yeah. Ty's been doing some work this morning. I think you posted a flight at like 11:30 a.m.
Yeah, Ty's been killing it in the community page. So if you are someone, we go out. That's kind of the first thing I promote for our podcast is like if people want to check out the community page. But we have a community page that people go in there and do their own beer reviews and post what they've been drinking. You can even play like your own little game. Like if you're out, be like, hey, these are the spots I went to, and this was my beer of the day. Tag the breweries too, because the more the breweries see that, you're gonna see it's gonna just build that community up. But thank you, Ty, for participating and being a good member of the community. And
dude, you've been awesome. So keep posting those beers, my friend.
Yeah, and he was a poor man's too. Yep. Poor man's fantastic. Yep. I wish I bought more that year of the lager.
Dude, I wish I bought a case of it.
Yeah, I bought pretty much of it.
Yeah, so
I've been cranking through
it's
them.
So good. The year of the lager, and then last beer hanging out with us again. Cheers,
cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Oh, what's up, bud? Love you.
All right, so let's talk this green monstrosity.
You almost said jizz.
This green,
green jizz.
Jabba jizz.
Jabba jizz. Jabba juice. Green monstrosity from Fourscore. Don't get me wrong, it is good.
Oh, it's good.
it would be a good brunch beer.
I feel like if Swamp Thing were to bleed, this would be it.
Or jizz.
Yeah, jizz.
Or jizz. Yeah,
if Swamp Thing would have a bodily fluid.
Yeah.
like a half melted down lemon lime sherbet.
That's kind of
what you're nailing, because it is an ice cream sour.
So what we got there, Bob? What are they telling us?
I
got
to bring this one.
Oh, you're not up yet?
Yeah, I was still on the other guys.
It is definitely the color. Holy God.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're going to make a Jabba the Hutt beer, this is, you nailed it. Like, so you know, like the big gimmick is people go to the Star Wars world and Disney and they get the blue milk.
We're having that next.
Yeah.
I mean, save yourself the flight. And if you're a Star Wars fan and you're an adult and want to drink beers, these are, I mean,
I don't know though. I think if I walked in and saw that huge Millennium Falcon, I'd be like a little kid.
Yeah.
I would just jizz everywhere. Yes. Yeah.
But I'm saying if you don't have the money for a flight, drive to Fourscore
and get a flight
of these. But this is not, they don't just do this with Star Wars. They did like, the job is they do like Mario bombs and stuff. Yeah.
They don't do that. That's not the label anymore.
Yeah. But they're very inspired by pop culture.
Yeah, like they're a lot of cool stuff.
Even though they're in the heart of Gettysburg, which is like everywhere you turn in Gettysburg, it's just history, 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 history. They do it there, but they still have some fun with the pop culture. And that's honestly why I love the brewery so much, is because they do have like the one t-shirt I believe Ben bought was like a Dig Dug t-shirt.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that was for the, I have one of them.
Yeah.
For the first anniversary. No, I have the second anniversary.
Yeah, so they just do cool things like that, and they're like very pop culture inspired. So they're fun. I mean,
oh yeah,
like I said, the Jabba so far for me is not something I would have a ton of, but it's fine. It's orange flavored. How you said the sherbet, I get all that.
Yeah, what do we got for the actual description there, Bob?
So this is Jabba Juice, Fourscore Beer Company out of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
It's considered a...
Sorry, Bob. Blast Beer says, I got some Fourscore in the fridge, the Big League Chew Sours. Yeah, the gum ones. Ooh. They made a gum series, yeah.
I am immediately disappointed.
This is considered
a... Because it's not like blue.
It's not blue.
Considered a fruited sour, and this one comes in at 6% ABV. It's been checked in 112 times, where it averages a 4.28. I have one friend check-in, which I assume just happened seconds ago.
I scored it based on what it is. Yeah.
Ecto Cooler Tangerine Orange
is yes.
reimagined in okay. ice cream sour form. No Clatoonie Patty Frogs were harmed or used in production. No lactose was harmed or used in this beer, but there is a very small portion, less than 0.1% by volume of dairy.
This is a foamy.
And the flavor profiles listed as tangerine, creamy, sour, citrus, and orange.
So they went above and beyond. That's one knock I've heard from Fourscore are these type of beers is that they're lactose bombs and your stomachs and they go crazy if that you have a problem with it. So they just said there's no lactose in this beer.
Nice. It is really good. The Ecto Cooler, I think this would have been a better Ecto Cooler beer.
Yeah, I will say this. The more I'm drinking it, the more I'm like, when I say this, I'm not disliking this beer. I feel like I'm sounding like I'm shitting on it. But the more I'm drinking it, I'm getting all those flavor notes. And it's I guess, like warming up because it's hot as fuck in my house. But this is a good beer. I do enjoy the Jamba Juice.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's super. It is refreshing. Like Zach said, I definitely a brunch beer.
I could definitely drink more than one of that. This one right here is a different story.
Yes.
It's really good but gross at the same time.
So
seriously, you handed me that can and it's literally erupting on its own.
Be careful as you pour this one because it actually starts to grow as you pour it.
Like, I see that.
I drank like a quarter of this down and it's growing back up. And it's not blue.
So what is this one?
This is the Bantha milk. So
it smells like milk.
Yeah. While we get this around gross. The table, it tastes kind of like melted, like Frankenberry.
Yeah, like a Frankenberry milkshake.
Yeah. But
you're good.
Yeah. All right. So while we get this around the table here, because instead of rushing through here, so Obi-Wan Kenobi's Solo series starts this Friday, the 27th on Disney Plus. It is two episodes are releasing first, and I am super excited for this because it's going to tie in a lot of Clone Wars stuff. Probably, I'm hoping some Rebels. It's probably not, but I hope it's a surprise. I'm really hoping Cal Kestis from Fallen Order shows up at some point in it.
I'm going light on that pour.
There's so many cool things that could potentially happen during this series because it takes place 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. And Fallen Order takes place 5 years after Revenge of the Sith. And my whole theory of why Cal Kestis might show up is because he just unveiled his lightsaber at Galaxy's Edge. Like Cameron Monaghan, the dude who plays Cal Kestis, who's been in, Shameless. He was the Joker on Gotham.
Yeah.
He unveiled his like signature lightsaber at Galaxy's Edge like a month ago. So that's my only
reason why. Like they're selling his lightsaber.
Yes, like you can buy his lightsaber. Yeah,
and you can build like droids and lightsabers there. So you can do like classics, or you can pick your own hilt and your own crystals and all that kind of stuff.
If you're not a Star Wars fan and you're wondering what we're talking about and you're like, oh, well, I know that guy from Shameless and Gotham. He played a good Joker. He's in the video game Jedi the Fallen Order.
Yes.
Yeah. And he plays I don't know the backstory to his character, but the game is really fun and people are clamoring to have the first video game iteration of a Star Wars character enter the screen. Because everyone clamored for the dude that was in the Darth Vader Apprentice video game.
Oh, yeah. Starkiller.
Yeah. And then people didn't go super clamoring for it. But when the girl from the League was in the Battlefront video game, she was like one of the Sith League like apprentices, or I don't know what she was. But now everyone's really clamoring for this guy because he's a really, really good actor. And really, people really enjoy the game. So now you're saying that the timelines will line up that he can enter the universe. Yes.
And like I said, I if he's not in it, I think it's going to be a missed opportunity. But also, they have 8 episodes. They don't want to cram too much. But his story is completely in Fallen Order. He's created completely for Fallen Order. But there's a lot of stuff in Fallen Order that
game's getting a part two as well.
If you watch the Clone Wars, makes sense, because basically you follow him. He's a scrapper on a junk planet that's basically tearing down old Republic ships, and he's just kind of been hiding after Order 66. So in the first series, I cannot remember the name of the planet that he's on, but because it's a bunch of new planets that weren't in the thing before, but except for Dathomir. But so like you're following your friend to work the one day, and like you're working on something, and like it like break, like if they're on like a Republic Starfleet or a Republic cruiser, and like it breaks and the guy falls, and he uses the Force to save him so he doesn't fall to his death. And then the Inquisitors kind of get tuned in on him, so like then you end up having to fight an Inquisitor, and then you escape by, and like he gets picked up by another former Jedi that has cut herself away from the Force, and they go on a journey to basically reawaken his Force because he's cut himself a lot off from it. There's a lot of really cool shit.
Well, and I do know, aren't they supposed to do an Old Republic movie series? And Taika is supposed to be in charge of it.
I think so. Like because that's
what he wants to do.
Yeah, Taika Waititi is going to be supposed to be doing a Star Wars trilogy, but I don't know what. They haven't actually, like, there's no news about it yet.
I know the rumors were Old Republic.
Yes, hopefully.
Because that's his favorite, lore. Because
Revan is now canon, and they're going to be the Knights of the Old Republic remake comes out within the next 17 years since it's PlayStation exclusive. Yeah. So we'll see when that happens.
Ty says, I had a vanilla stout, a raspberry sour, a New England double to go along with a spicy chicken sandwich at Rural City. All fantastic. Then Poor Man's had a lager fight. He had the perspective. Fantastic. End of the year of the lager. Fantastic. And with them being the highlights there. I don't know if you're an IPA guy. You probably are. You drink everything. But Going Broke by them is really, really good. And the House Lager was probably my favorite thing. House Lager for me is my favorite. It's like a nice amber lager.
Oh, yeah.
I do love me an amber lager.
Yeah, House, we definitely lager, good. Yeah. We like to thank Poor Man and Breweries in PA. Yes. Because last week, Matt had invited us down to hang out for their beer share to celebrate their win of the Breweries in PA championship. So they got to unveil the belt, take over their title. We all got pictures with the title.
And we also all did milk pours.
Yes,
we did.
Yeah, we did several milk pours.
Just a slight segue. I don't know if this is like a sour milk pour because I can't tell if that's supposed to be the beer on top or if it's just like head that lingers.
Yeah, so this one's kind of brutal.
It's creeping me out.
I'm not going to lie.
It's more disgusting.
So it's what, cool. what you got the cool, description though. Up, Bob? Yeah.
Real fast, I have one more in the chat then. Last beer says, I think I'm going to crack this double mosaic daydream from Other Half.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds awesome.
He's got the Other Half going on. Also, real quick, some cool things in the future coming very, very soon between Bangin' Beers and Breweries in PA. We have some cool things in the works and in the talks. Very thankful for their support and believing in us. And
yeah, you guys are really cool.
And supporting the podcast and what we do here. So thank you guys. We love you to death.
All right, Bob, what's the description on this one? Because the first thing I am going to be mad about is it's not blue.
All right, so Bantha Milk from the Four Score Beer Company of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. This is also considered a fruited sour. It comes in at 6% ABV. 106 check-ins where it averages a 4.21. All of the beautiful blue juice you'd expect from a Bantha, but in refreshingly pleasing blue raspberry coconut cream form. And again, it has the no lactose was harmed or used in this beer. The flavor profile is listed as creamy, raspberry, coconut, tangy, and mouth coating.
Wow. I don't like it because I'm getting a lot of coconut.
Yeah.
And normally when a beer says coconut, I don't really get enough of it to bother me. But this does.
See, now my thing is I get them both. I'm not a coconut hater. I like coconut. I just don't think that blueberries and coconut work well together.
Mm. My problem with it is it's foam. Like all of it is foam. Yeah. Like I poured it.
It separates really quick.
Yeah, I poured it. And then when I handed Zach the can started foaming over. And when I had drank down probably about like a quarter of this taster glass. And when I looked back, it was full again because it was still expanding. It's like the stuff.
Yeah. So I think the blueberry raspberry foam that I've gotten to so far, when it hits your lips and it goes around your mouth, it tastes good. I don't get a lot of coconut yet, right? I haven't also got that far. The problem for this is with me, the consistency. If you have a consistency bugaboo, where maybe like certain things trigger you or you're like, this one for me is kind of hitting that, that really tangy foam and that creaminess. It's so here's the problem. My first time I ever went drinking at 21 years old, I went and had all my drinks and everyone got me fucked up. And then someone did the cement mixer to me without me knowing. So once I have one bad experience, that lingers, especially if it's a taste or a smell. So that curdled milk where it's really, really thick and viscous, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Is that
yes?
The word? Yeah. That's what the head of this is drinking like to me. When I take enough sip of it before I get grossed out, the taste of it is good. I'm having a hard time getting past that consistency. If that makes any sense. Well, I'm trying to be polite saying the beer. You know what I mean?
You'll say, I'm not going to rate this one. It does not taste bad. Like I think the blueberry and the coconut actually kind of get well together. I think it's kind of like this one. We had the Imperial Blueberry Cream Ale from Snitz a few weeks ago. Yeah. And that kind of reminds me of my mom's blueberry squares. This kind of does a little bit more because I think that coconut and vanilliness to it, and it's thick. I could not drink this beer though. Like
it's a good beer to coat your stomach though.
Yeah. I mean, it could just be a product of because it's the can, maybe. But yeah, it's that thickness on it. Like, I don't know, maybe a normal pour. You know what? Let's test something. There's a little bit left in this can. Let's let it sit for a while and then we'll see if it comes out more liquid.
You can take that one.
But
I poured water in mine just to clear my glass out.
And it's still like
no, and the water is like it got rid of that foaminess.
Yeah.
And I can taste the flavors now. It's watered down, but I'm getting more of the flavor. The blueberry raspberry is nice to me. That tastes nice. Just I can't get past the consistency or the
stuff. Yeah, no, this one I'm not gonna rate it. Not that I
well, there you go.
It's quite the experience.
Banging beers isn't always
saying that
everything is the greatest thing on the planet. See,
just experiencing beers.
Yeah, this one's definitely a miss for me, but and it's not blue.
And we still love Fourscore.
Yeah, Fourscore is fantastic.
See how this works?
Yeah.
Beer reviewers.
Is it crazy that breweries can put out beers that we might not always like, but everything else is good? Holy shit.
Well, there was actually last night.
Oh, this I podcast does they like everything.
I checked Untappd and Sam on.
Check out our Omnicrawl episode.
I think he may follow all of us. He had the pickle beer in question.
Oh, and, yeah, I know who you mean.
Yes,
yeah.
And he did not rate it, but he did say that it hits the marks that they say what it is supposed to be.
Oh my gosh. So
he checked it in.
Is that another one?
So he checked it in.
Maybe we're rolling too much.
Yeah, maybe we need to not roll these.
It's like the shit from Ghostbusters 2.
It is.
It is the slime.
Yeah.
You know, another beer that I bought that I don't think I could drink all four of them. I'll probably send you guys home with a can each. I couldn't do the Ecto Cooler.
I did one. I didn't mind it. Mm. I couldn't do more than one in a sitting. So I have three. Like, I have three at home yet. Yeah. I plan on having them. But
Ecto Cooler and the pickle, I couldn't do.
So, Bob, where else did you hit up? You did some damage this week, didn't you?
Yesterday we had six stops on the Bucks County Ale Trail.
When
we were at the
T-shirt plus one.
Yeah, when we were at the Bucks County Brewery in Pipersville, directly across the hall from that in the same building as the distillery. So we stopped in there briefly. Hewn Spirits, H-E-W-N.
What'd you have there?
Actually, I did not drink any samples, I bought two bottles and brought them home. And one of the ones I hope we get on the to work into the liquor portion of the show here. I want to bring it up so I'm not botching this and saying the story wrong. Give me a second here.
The color on this one's awesome.
I had this one on May the 4th out of my Boba Fett glass that I ordered off of.
Which one?
Skeeter's glassware. The one that we're about to have.
The Revenge of the
Karen. Karen. Yeah.
Okay. So it's called Ship. Their line of rum is called Shipmate. This is a special edition called Shipmate Heritage Run, and I'm gonna read exactly from their word for word off their site. Shipmate Heritage Rum is literally history in a bottle. Each drop of this limited release small batch rum has passed over an authenticated piece of the USS Constitution, the oldest commissioned warship still afloat. Select Caribbean rums are blended with rum from Hewn's Copper Pot Still and then aged in our used oak bourbon barrels. Truly one of a kind. A portion of all sales will be donated to the USS Constitution Museum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very good.
America.
I can't get over this color.
Yeah.
I do like the color. I do like it better than the blue milk.
I've actually been kind of going blind into these because I don't know what's I didn't read the descriptions prior to pouring it and tasting it. So let's see how my palate's going. I'm getting a lot of vanilla on this one. I don't know if there's vanilla in it, but I get real vanilla. Is there dragon fruit, I'm guessing, because of the color?
I think there, yeah.
I'm not really getting...
I think like dragon fruit granola.
Oh, thank God, Bob. I almost fucked up real bad there. Bob just slid across Dukes of Hazzard style at me.
I'm guessing dragon fruit because of the color. If I'm wrong, great. But I mean, dragon fruit is not a super pronounced flavor.
These beers are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right, I got it up. So this one is Revenge of the Karen. Also from the Foursquare Beer Company out of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Again, a fruited sour that comes in at 6% ABV. This has been checked in 107 times, where it averages a 4.17. Bill, which I assume just happened momentarily, you're my highlight.
I think I checked it in on May the 4th for the badge. I think there was a badge. Don't remember.
Karen makes her triumphant return in all her bright pink goodness. Originally in our second anniversary pack as a smoothie seltzer, she's come back as her dragon fruit kiwi granola form, but this time as a heavily fruited ice cream sour. And again, no lactose was harmed or used in this beer. Flavor profiles listed as creamy, berries, sweetness, fluffy, and juicy.
I was right on part of it. Is that the dragon fruit, the creaminess
and the fluffiness?
Yeah.
And you know what they're trying to get at with that dragon fruit.
Yeah. Oh, I like this one. Wow.
This one's not bad. It's not as thick as the others. Definitely creamy. I actually like this much better than most of their breakfast sours. Like their brekkie bowl ones are a little too much for me. This one's not bad, especially for the color. Be good on a flight. I couldn't do more than probably an 8 ounce.
Yeah, these are a blast for flights and with your buddies. But for me, I think this style of beer just is tough for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of over the we've talked about it on the show for a while too. I'm kind of over the heavily fruited sours from anybody because they're just too much.
These, like, once again though, these are absolutely fucking great. If we were to bring people to the brewery that don't drink beer.
Oh, yeah.
Every single person we brought to the Foursquare that did not drink beer.
Home a Jamba or
they
something.
They left there with 2-4 packs of different Jambas because they love them. Because they're not beer. Like, they're not. I'm not saying they're not. Like, I don't know how to say it. I'm trying not
they
to be.
They don't drink like a beer.
They don't drink like a beer.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. They need their own category, I think. But what are you thinking, Zach?
This one?
Yeah.
I like it. Better than the blue milk. I'm Jamba Juice? I really like that.
Yeah, I think Jamba Juice is currently still.
I don't know. I really like that. And not just the color, but like it's a good brunch beer. Like I could drink that in the morning.
Yeah, the Jamba Juice reminds me a lot of the sour we had on during the WrestleMania tournament. Our Brewmania tournament.
Just poured it right down my belly.
And it was like, it's definitely a very nice like brunch beer. But while we got that, so Zach, you brought a little something for show and tell today. So what do you want to
show and tell with Zach?
Ooh, do like. Yeah, I always have to bring something. You know, I'm that guy.
So what do we got back here?
So right here.
If this was an old Bangin' Beers episode, somebody would have been pissed. Someone had brought show and tell.
Anyway,
I have to bring. If one person brought show and tell, the next episode, he would have brought his whole house to the table.
See, it looks a little dark. But I brought a replica Darth Vader helmet that I had David Prowse sign.
Who's that?
David Prowse played Darth Vader in the first three original films.
So it wasn't Dave Rose Jones?
He was the man behind the suit.
He wore the Darth Vader suit.
I do know this stuff. I'm just
he was in the 50s and 60s. He was a bodybuilder at 6'6", and he would play roles of large men.
He was in Clockwork Orange, too.
And Horror Frankenstein.
And one little fun fact about him, too. He trained Christopher Reeves to bulk up for the first Superman.
Yes. And so
I almost said a fucked up.
about 10 years ago, me and Andy went to a convention and we met him and I had him sign the helmet, which he was more than pleased to do that. Since at the convention, nobody else had helmets with them to have signed. So I have a pretty good replica right here I had for a long time, so I think I'm gonna hang on to this for a long time. And now that he He passed recently. Rest in peace. But he did not do the lightsaber scenes Bob Anderson did, which is a professional like sword fighter, I guess. He did the scenes. So that's that.
Man, that's such a sick helmet.
Yeah.
But yeah, David.
And I enjoy he signed it. David Prowse is Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that he was, him and George Lucas had a falling out. He was pissed when he found out
because Vader, he recorded all the voice
for
it while he was in costume and then they dubbed David Earl Jones over
if
him.
You would have heard the voice though.
Yeah,
well, it makes sense.
I mean, Earl Jones had the voice.
He is Vader, but David Prowse has had like a really like thick Cockney accent.
So. Is it David Prowse when he takes the helmet off?
No, that is Robert Shaw.
Yeah.
Robert Shaw, right?
I think so. It's been a while since...
Who's also been replaced recently as well, too. So in the original trilogy, when after everything ends in the Return of the Jedi, Yoda and Obi-Wan are Force ghosts there with Luke's after the celebration of the Ewok village, and Anakin Skywalker shows up, and it was Robert Shaw. I've got to make sure that's the right name. But it's now been replaced with Hayden Christensen and since the DVD releases, which the explanation behind it is that was Anakin and Anakin, you know, came back to the light side at the end when he killed the Emperor. That was the last projection of Anakin that existed. So since he's a Force ghost, he can make himself look like he did before he was burned up by Obi-Wan. He's like,
I want to look young again and not all burnt up and gross.
Yeah.
One of my favorite memes. So we just watched, like I said, Phantom Menace. And at the end, when they're at Qui-Gon Jinn's funeral, and while he's burning, it's like Obi-Wan looks at Anakin and he's like, I'm going to train you. But there's the meme is like, that's going to be you someday.
I still want to watch them. And I don't know how I didn't. And what was the perfect order or whatever they call it, where it goes like 2-3 Empire, then New Hope, then Return of the Jedi. Return, because it makes it more like a Darth Vader story.
Oh, yeah, without Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Sebastian Shaw. Robert Shaw is Quint from Jaws. but Sebastian Shaw, that was the right one. But, no, I mean, there's been so much, like, this is the best, in my personal opinion, this is right now the best time to be a Star Wars fan.
Because, oh, yeah. There's so much going on, and, with Disney Plus as well.
Yes, I mean, there's so many Star Wars nerds out there that hate Star Wars. Like, they're so tied in only the original trilogy and then the extended universe. So in the extended universe, there's a lot of really cool stuff, like the Thrawn trilogy, and there's a lot of cool Boba Fett stuff and different things, but there's also a lot of real shitty stuff too. Like, it's just not good. But there's what seems to be happening is that the front runner, like, because it's now in the hands of Dave Filoni, for the most part, Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau.
Yep.
And now, what's her name? Fucking Ron Howard's daughter. I can't think of
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, Bryce Dallas Howard. Yep. She's directed some of the best episodes of The Mandalorian and Boba Fett.
Yep.
And you could tell she actually cares. Like, I think there was a thing that she was actually on set of, like, them when she was a kid and stuff. But there's so much cool stuff they're bringing out from the good stuff of the extended universe into now.
I just enjoy that they came out and said, all these things aren't canon. And then Filoni and them are like slowly bringing everything that they said wasn't canon back into canon.
Yes. So the only one that like so far hasn't made it, which I think it's kind of a missed opportunity too, but maybe it could, is Starkiller from Force Unleashed, because he was Vader's apprentice between episode 3 and 4. He ultimately becomes way too powerful in the game, but they could totally tune that down. But the thing is, the guy who played him, what the hell's his name? I gotta look him up. But Sam Witwer. So Sam Witwer, he plays him and is him, but now he is also the voice of Darth Maul Clone Wars and Rebels, and he's fantastic. So like, he's amazing voice actor too, but he's real life. He's been in Dexter. He was the fake ice truck killer in the first season. He did Being Human. It was like he was a werewolf or something that lived with a vampire and a ghost on Sci-Fi. But Galen Marek was a really cool character, so maybe one day he could get brought in too. So, but like I said, they're just bringing all those cool things like into like Thrawn. Like, everyone wanted Thrawn, and now Thrawn was in Rebels. He's going to be in the Ahsoka series. He's played by Mads Mikkelsen in Rebels, and he's going to reprise his role in live action too, which is what the hell's his brother's name? Mads Mikkelsen is Galen Erso, you know, is also Hannibal and Lashif and all that stuff. But I can't remember his brother's name, but yeah, we'll get there. So what do you think we got next here is Bananic and Skywalker. So I'm kind of scared of this one. Zach, you got some things. You look like you wanted to say something.
Oh,
If I nerd out too hard, just yell at me. Be like, Andy, knock it off.
This is why we're here. Just because you need the vent. You need to get it all out.
Yes.
So, and I don't know if you have a nerd boner yet. Anyway, I don't know. I was just going to like maybe talk about Star Wars related things.
Hell yeah.
You know, like movies or music or whatever. Like, for example, has anyone ever seen the Ewok Adventure movie, which is a movie by George Lucas about the Ewoks? Very, very underrated. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
I think in the 80s, things like this was just like Willow.
Willow / Labyrinth.
But the artwork's pretty cool and like, it's a pretty cool movie, you know, about the Ewoks. You know, they deserve a little bit of more of attention. Have you ever heard of a Galactic Empire metal band?
Yes, they played at HMAC, I think right before COVID, and I found out about it 2 days before it happened.
But when they first started out, they wore similar outfits, but now they're wearing screen accurate outfits. So I'm thinking maybe they got a copyright, you got a license and okay to do that, because before like I said, their outfits were similar, but they were like knockoff outfits. And what they did was they would do Star Wars themed metal music, which is crazy. They're pretty good. They've gotten bigger, but like I said, now they're wearing screen accurate outfits.
Yeah, like the lead guitar player is Darth Vader.
Before it was like a knockoff Vader.
I think there's a Stormtrooper, Boba Fett, a Imperial Guard.
I think
that's what it is.
Pretty cool though. I did like the knockoff outfits because they were pretty creative. Like they were close, but they weren't exact. You know what I mean? Very, very
similar. Wouldn't have been able to tell.
So
Real quick, this one we're cracking is the Bananic and Skywalker fruited sour. They actually made a stout of this too, a Bananic and Skywalker stout, and then also a barrel aged version of this same beer. So this is a beer they've made before, but now that's in sour form and not a stout form. And I just looked it up as I was pulling that up. But if you want to read it off, go for it.
Bananakin Skywalker, Fourscore Beer Company of Gettysburg, PA. Again, a fruited sour that comes in at 6% ABV. This has been checked in 89 times so far, where it averages a 4.42. Not to be outdone by Karen, Bananakin comes back too in all of his banana puddingy goodness, just without the stout backdrop. No lactose was harmed or used in this beer. There is a small percentage, less than 0.1% by volume of dairy used.
And you're right, dude.
Flavor profiles listed as banana, creamy, smooth, thick, sweet, and someone call 911 for Tony.
Oh, God.
Dude, that went right down the wrong pipe. That's banana.
It's pretty much a banana in pajamas right there.
Yeah. This is legit like a milkshake.
It's the consistency. Yeah. The consistency grows. The taste. All right. So after the taste got me and I said, nope, I freaked out. It's that fucking texture. The taste is there. It's like a banana cream pie. I can't get over that thicky foamy.
No, this is.
I'm sorry, but I really like this. This is the perfect brunch beer.
You like this one?
Yeah, I like weird shit.
It does taste good. I just can't do the thickness. Yeah, it's like an actual milkshake.
Yes, I am down with the thickness.
The banana pudding.
It's banana pudding, banana cream.
Fuck, I like
it. It really hits.
The thick consistency. I can't get over.
Like with vanilla wafers and shit.
Yeah.
Well, you just read it already. Oh.
No, it
does taste
it's there.
It does taste good.
It tastes like
it is like drinking pudding.
Yeah.
The texture.
That sounded gross.
I can't do the texture.
Oh, God. All right. So I guess. All right. So we're cranking through these pretty quick here. So do we want to take a flavor break and try what you brought here, Bob? Some
this is going to be a fucking orgy of flavors.
A few weeks ago, we had some Mama Juana on the show. We got it on a tangent. Tony's like, "Hey, I happen to have that." So we
may or may not have been good anymore.
So this is this one doesn't have all the shit.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Well, I mean, you got sick. That's the only reason I'm saying
it. It made me sick, and I went home and chugged a bunch of beer to get rid of that sickness. It just made me queasy. I like it. I like cigars, but drinking a cigar. I don't know.
So this is the bottle of it without all the herbs and shit in it. I've actually had this before when I left one of my previous jobs. My one of my coworkers is Dominican. She gave me a bottle. This is a going away present. This exact one. So we'll get to this here in a second. But
I think I'm passing the Mama Juana today.
Well, that comes around the table.
Yeah. Okay.
But so the only my current thing in Star Wars is that I am not a sequel lover. And that's kind of where a lot of the camp is currently, because I love Force Awakens. I like Force Awakens. While it was basically a rehash of A New Hope, it was, you know, new characters introduced. We followed a formula. Yeah, that's fine. But we got to introduce all these people, and then it completely shit the bed.
But that's the whole thing. They are the sequel kings. There, that's the whole thing is about everything being sequels.
As not a diehard Star Wars fan, I thought the three new ones were fine. Well, three new ones were fine.
But that's the whole premise of it. The whole thing was set up as a series of series. It's all about everything being the sequel to something else.
Which was fine. I think the problem with the sequels is, like, they set up something really good in The Force Awakens. Like, yeah, while I said it was a rehash of A New Hope, they set up, like, I really liked the characters. I liked Rey, although she got a little too powerful too quick, in my opinion. Like, that could have been a little bit better. But Kylo Ren was awesome. Poe Dameron was good. Poe Dameron was good. Finn was great in the first one. Captain Phasma was cool. Like, and then Last Jedi completely shit the bed. Like, you get to the end of Force Awakens and it's Rey handing her lightsaber to Luke, and it's like, oh my god, when's this? This is gonna be awesome. And then the Last Jedi is a slow speed chase in space.
with a
bunch of side bullshit that brings in extra characters that don't need to be there. They give Leia Superman powers. They make Finn into a joke, basically. Like, and then Rise of Skywalker was at least fun. I will give the Kylo Ren Rey throne room fight with Snoke. That is awesome. That whole sequence is really cool. But and I get, like, Luke's basically kind of acting like Yoda at first and just being a old grouchy Jedi person that doesn't really want to train anybody. But the Rise of Skywalker then was like, oh well, we got to fix this mess. And at least it was fun, but there's some dumb shit in it. And, like, somehow Palpatine returned. It's like, okay, great. And the end was fun, but it's just, I don't know. I think that it suffered from having, first of all, J.J. Abrams involved. And second, they were supposed to have three different directors for all of them. It's like, why would you not have the same person to do one cohesive story versus let's see what this guy does here and then what someone wraps it up with?
Wasn't that what it was supposed to be with the prequel trilogy too? He wanted, like, other people to direct the movie, but, like, a lot of people backed out because they said that it was his thing and they didn't want to step on George Lucas's toe. Because I thought Ron Howard was supposed to do one of them.
Yeah.
And then he told George Lucas, he's like, no, I don't want to, because it's your franchise, so I don't want to, like...
So I'm hoping that at some point in time they're going to do with the sequel trilogy like they did with the prequel trilogy and have that extra content that makes you appreciate the prequels.
I do like the fact that, you know, with the old and the new, you know, it's just constant.
Yeah.
I like that with old Star Wars fans and new ones. Like, it's for everyone. Like, what they're doing right now, especially with Disney owning it, like, they're just... I believe that they're doing what everybody wanted to be done a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, and that's good. I'm going with it. And the fact that they added it to, you know, Disney, they're the park.
Oh yeah.
Which is freaking crazy.
I cannot wait to. That's the. Yeah, I never wanted to go to Disney. And
me neither.
I want to go.
But now that they own Marvel and Star Wars, yeah. And we do plan on
when Taylor is a little bit older, we plan on going to Disney in a few years for a trip. So I'm going to geek out a little bit.
Oh, I'm going to cry when I step in the Millennium Falcon. I guarantee it. I'm just going to weep like a baby. But yeah, I mean, there's so much cool stuff that they're doing now that tie those in. One thing I wish they would do, though, is bring some stuff that's not necessarily like with how good the animation is. Like, one thing that a lot of people are clamoring for is bringing Shadows of the Empire back into canon. So Shadows of the Empire was it was a book between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi while they're out trying to rescue Han. And then they bring in a new guy, Dash Rendar. It was also a very, very, very popular N64 game. That basically Dash Rendar is pretty much Han Solo, but they added in this Prince Xizor who was trying to steal Leia and stuff. There's a lot of really cool stuff in it, but that they could do as an animated feature and bring it canon, because they can't, obviously Carrie Fisher passed away, so they can't. But and Han Solo is not in it, but you can get Mark Hamill to voice Luke, and there's a lot of Billy Dee Williams
can, or just recast them.
Huh?
But they won't do that.
Well, I'm talking about for an animated feature.
Oh.
Luke could still do the voice and all that stuff instead of having to de-age him or something like they do currently.
He is such a good voice actor.
Oh, yeah. He's
a legendary voice actor.
Him and Jack Nicholson fight each other for my favorite Joker. Well, all right. So we got some Mom Juana spicy.
That burned so bad. It made my eyes burn. Holy shit.
It's very licorice-y, though.
It sanitized my whole body.
So there actually is a little write-up on the label.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to go over that. So.
Actually, it's not a bad palate cleanser after all those sours.
It really isn't. It's got a real licorice-y taste to it.
Mama Juana is native to the Dominicans. The name comes from the French word damagine. I don't speak French, so I don't know how close that is to being correct.
Nailed it.
Which means a large bottle with a short, narrow neck, and refers to the container originally used to prepare and store the maceration. Mama Juana Spicy is a liquor of great flavor with its combination of endemic tree barks, leaves, and spices. The perfectly balanced spice liqueur has an exquisite aroma and a taste with reminiscent of wood and anise. Enjoy.
Definitely
heavy on the anise. Yes.
Yes, it's very
anise.
I'm 8 years old.
8 year old Tony's laughing at the anise.
But the anus. It's not bad. Definitely better than the other stuff with the woods inside of it.
But,
it burns so bad. That's just me though.
Very heavy on the anise.
So I will say this. I think
not as herbal as the one that we had the other day with all the shit in it.
Just from being in the Dominican Republic, the way this is normally made is with brown sugar and rum. This is pretty much manufactured. I prefer the roots and the brown sugar and the rum and stuff like that. Because the other one I had in DR, it wasn't the same. It's different. But this is the manufactured version of what Mama Juana is. When you order when you get at the hotel, they literally have a giant cauldron, and it's a giant jug, and it's all filled with roots and plants.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But yeah, this one's a lot more, you could tell it's produced, but I've had this before. It's not bad. It's not that I could drink a lot of, but all right. So we got through these monstrosities. Fourscore, we love you.
Did you guys not like the banana?
There's one more Fourscore.
I liked it.
Oh, yeah,
I would be fine to share a can with somebody. I don't know if I could drink a whole one.
Well, myself, a sip, but... and they drink the rest of the can?
Yes. So I'll take
I'll drink the rest of the can, because I like this shit. Sure. That banana is top for me today.
Oh. And I'm now in my brain is thinking I should have saved a little because of what we're about to have now, and see if you mixed them and see what happens.
It explodes.
It might.
So... But... our last Fourscore here. Now, this beer is fucking awesome. I'm going to straight up say that because I've had this before.
Is this the last one?
Actually, I'm Fourscore.
Fourscore.
It's the last one.
And then we moved to literally 15 minutes down the road.
Mm-hmm. So this is a chocolate marshmallow and peanut butter stout.
This has been aged. This is
I could taste the age.
2018 or 19, I think.
I think 19.
Imperial.
What's the ABV?
This is 11 or 13.
15.
Are you taking a picture?
Oh, shit. 15.
Because I felt
my zipper like go down on its own. Holy shit, I taste that.
So this is not the fluff you're looking for from the Fourscore Beer Company of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. This is an imperial or double pastry stout that comes in at 15% ABV. That's been checked in just a tad over 400 times, where it averages a 4.37. Brewed with a British Maris Otter base, loads of malted oats, and a variety of roasted and crystal malts with a touch of lactose. Heaps of peanut flour were used in the whirlpool, and the wort was racked into a ton of marshmallow fluff prior to fermentation. More marshmallow is added at the end of fermentation, along with peanut butter powder. Huge aromas and flavors of fresh peanut butter and marshmallows straight from the bag. A rich malty base of caramel and chocolate tones carry the flavors to the finish. The flavor profile is listed as peanut butter, marshmallow, smooth, sweet, and thin.
Why can't I find this?
Yeah, you know.
Because you're probably looking for not instead of nut. That's the problem I have.
Yeah, nut. It's good, but I took one sip and I'm burning up.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, the ABV is almost invisible.
Yeah, I don't taste
it. Yeah, I'm not really getting it.
I think it's super
smooth. That is amazingly smooth. Yeah.
I mean, my smell and taste is my superpower. So,
yeah, I don't get the ABV on it. There is a little, like, almost like a peanut shell aftertaste more. So I had this fresh and now having it aged.
Actually, when you sip it, you don't taste it. But when you, like, exhale, you could feel it.
And maybe some boozy on the exhale.
We can drink it like a scotch.
Yeah. No, this is why I was saying if we mix this and the banana one, I wonder, like, because of like good. Like the peanut.
I do really like
the peanut butter banana.
The peanut butter, the chocolate, okay. The marshmallow. Yeah,
the banana will probably curdle.
Yeah. it might not
mix at all.
Yeah, I'd really do like this one. This one's a great stout. I could not hold on to when I bought the bottle. I couldn't hold on to it. I plowed through that fucker real quick.
Ooh.
But it was I think I liked it better fresh than aged. I think with the notes sitting in there a little bit, there's some kind of funk on the back end of it.
The marshmallow might have dropped off.
I get a lot of marshmallows.
You want? You do?
Yeah. No, I do get the marshmallow on the end. Like it almost like it tastes like peanut shell or something. Like it might be the peanut butter powder they use settled or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting a lot of.
Maybe we could have given it a little like tussle first,
like roll it.
But just because it's been sitting vertical for a while, but still a great beer. And the graphic on it's great. It's like a Nutter Butter Death Star shooting at a marshmallow. So, all right.
The artwork's very cool on these.
Yes. So, all right. So, I know we got some in-depth Star Wars fans, some not. Who's your favorite character, Zach?
Darth Vader, of course. Ever since I was little, I've been into Star Wars since I was little. Remember wearing a shirt from the 80s with like the, you know, those 80s like iron on looking shirts with the Chewbacca on it.
And is that Miller's
C-3PO from Miller's 1985? A little metal figure. So I was a big fan of it. And as I got a little older, before I was 10, you know, I was at the video store and they had them on the wall. And I'm like, you know what? I have to watch these again now that I'm a little older, but really pay attention to them because I was so curious and I watched them and I was hooked. I'm not a huge, huge fan, but I like it and I do appreciate it. You know, it's the most creative, you know, cinema of all time, honestly. So
some of the stuff they did didn't exist.
So
Doug's like George Lucas.
He had to been on shrooms or something.
He used his love of the old school like serials and samurai movies and old school like Buck Rogers and stuff.
Yeah, so he combined it all.
Definitely tell all that stuff is there.
It's very futuristic and it's not.
Yeah, at the same time,
there's like a lot of like modern or like the locations. Yeah.
Which that's one thing I really like. Still.
It's futuristic, but it also has like almost like a rustic, no technology versions too. Like when they're on planets and they're kind of stuck,
like living in like a little hut and stuff.
Yeah.
Or like the Ewoks, like the huts in the trees. Like it's very like modern.
Like
or...
Luke lives like in the scavenger planets that are just like almost like Mad Max.
Yeah.
Or yeah, like little Adobe hut thing.
Yeah.
Like
Tatooine.
It's kind of crazy that like the world has gotten to the point where they can galactic travel and get from place to place, but there's still planets that are just like. We don't have food.
Yeah. like third world countries.
Yeah.
Sand. I hate sand. Like, I mean,
yeah, Luke's uncle and aunt, they're moisture farmers on a desert planet. So, like, there's cool stuff that they add in there. But and I do like that even in the newer stuff, like they don't have that crazy upgrade of technology. Like there's
they should have went to Dagobah and exported. Yeah,
there's no one with an iPhone or something, or even like there's hologram stuff, but there's nothing that looks like an iPhone or an iPad.
Lame. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Like there's the video stuff, but they don't go too crazy into that like super modern technology type stuff that wouldn't look right.
Yeah,
just because of the aesthetic that they got going on.
But I've always been a fan of Darth Vader because me personally, since the beginning of time for me, I've always been a fan of masked, you know, mysterious characters. That's just me, though. So that's why Darth Vader's. I know he's a very common character, but that's what I like. So I've always liked the mysterious, you know, you couldn't see their face. So that always like intrigued me and, you know, like curious of what they look like and what they went through.
Nice.
I'm going to go Boba Fett. And
Billy's an OG Boba Fett.
Yeah. Just basically him and all of the other bounty hunters. Like, I enjoyed that world the most, that like they didn't technically have a side. It was just whoever had the most money to pay them to do what they wanted.
Yep.
They were all masked. They have all had cool designs. Like even the books that are just on each individual one, like all of their individual lore, like IG-88 and Dengar and
yep.
Bosk. All of that. Yes. And Bosk, just all of them, just they were who I gravitated towards. Like they don't have a side. They have no allegiance to anybody in the universe unless you have enough money to pay them.
Yep. Nice.
Bob.
I always thought the Jawas were pretty neat. They're creepy, glow in the dark eyes. And...
Nice. The scrap collectors.
Yeah.
Han Solo. Han Solo or Poe are my two favorite.
And I think we're gonna skip over Andy because we know his favorite.
I do like Captain Phasma though.
Yeah,
Phasma. Yeah, she was such a wasted opportunity.
I know, but like tall woman.
Yeah,
the chrome.
That's of course we're leaving Slave Leia off the table on this one, right?
Well, yeah,
I mean
she's there.
She's the most aesthetically pleasing. But no, I mean the Phasma. They ruined her. Like that's what sucked about Last Jedi is because they ruined so many characters. They made Finn super lame. Like it would have been cool. Like he would have been like the first like Jedi of like color. Because like they're supposed to hint at him being force sensitive.
Before that
last movie.
But they even ruined.
I'm sorry, Mace Windu was like the first one, but in even the new trilogy.
What was her name? Rose.
Rose Tico. Yeah. Like they added her for no reason.
Yeah.
I feel bad. How much hate the actress got? Because that's not how it should go. Like no one should
but she could have been a larger character. Yeah. Like if they were trying to build forward, she could have been the new like.
Yeah. Like they like Mace Windu obviously is a huge portion. And but he would have been like the first actor of color to be like a build from the ground up Jedi. But then they completely shit the bed on that. And they just kind of hinted at him being force sensitive. And then late in the last one. So they completely ruined Finn. They ruined Phasma. She just falls in a pit.
But I do like the character the costume, and the idea,
yeah,
though.
The costume's awesome. But yeah, mine.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like the designs are so cool. Like to have that big female, like it's Gwendolyn Christie, who is Brianna Tarth,
yeah,
Game of Thrones. And she's a fucking badass.
So, yeah, like, she's a very good actor.
Yeah, and like her fight with the Hound in Game of Thrones is one of the coolest one-on-ones. But, yeah, mine is Ahsoka Tano, who's on my shirt and my arm. But it was Han Solo for a long time. But because of like the Clone Wars and stuff like that, Ahsoka. So basically, Ahsoka starts out annoying as fuck. I hated her. I could not stand her. She's like a teenager. She's a new Padawan. She's Anakin's Padawan. And they're like, you know, we got to chill Anakin out. Let's give him a Padawan. So she's super annoying at first, but then they really build her from the ground up. And that was Dave Filoni's like vision was like, I'm going to make people hate her so that they love her even more in the future. And basically Clone Wars have been out for, you know, 15 years now. So I'm going to spoil it.
Ooh, that long already.
Yeah. So
holy shit.
2007 or eight. I think
that was a good animated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
I'm working through a rewatch now. Yeah.
So essentially what happens is Ahsoka really comes into her own. And then she gets framed for a bombing at the Jedi Temple. By another fellow Padawan who is turned to the dark side. You don't know this yet. So basically the Jedi railroad her. So she escapes to prove her own innocence. And basically the Jedi completely turn on her. And then she goes through, she finally proves it. And then after her innocence is proven, the Jedi are all like, the council, or like Yoda and Mace Windu, they're all like, this was your test. This is your graduation to Jedi Knight. And she takes off, like, since she's a Togruta, she doesn't have hair. She's on the Jedi braid. She has like a beaded headdress thing. And she basically takes it off and hands it to Anakin, tells him to go fuck themselves. So she leaves the Jedi Order because they basically put her up for a sacrifice. So, and then Anakin helps prove her innocence, but then she just leaves. And then in the last season of Clone Wars, she helps bring Maul in. Like Anakin and Obi-Wan reach out to her because they are dealing, like, because what's really cool about what they did with the last season of Clone Wars is that they melded it. It takes place between when episode 3 is taking place. So while Obi-Wan is, basically what's happening is, while Obi-Wan is out on Utapau after Grievous and Anakin is basically turning into Darth Vader, they ask Ahsoka, hey, Maul is still the head of the Mandalorians. We need to, can you bring him in? And while she, after she fights Maul, which is one of the best lightsaber duels in the series, which was actually motion captured by Ray Park. Ray Park, who played Darth Maul in the originals, he actually motion captured and choreographed the entire Ahsoka Darth Maul fight. So she brings him in, and then while they're on a cruiser going, bringing him back to the Republic, Order 66 happens. So Ahsoka breaks out. She helps save Captain Rex, who's one another amazing character of the Clone Wars. And then basically she fakes her death. Is the last scene of the Clone Wars is Vader finding her lightsabers in like the mass grave of clones that died in the shipwreck. So it's Krill. It's super sad. Like, I'm like, I'm fucking teared up talking about it. But
I mean, you have a lot of information and you are fucking gay for Star Wars. And I like it. I like it. But you're like, you're a little bit of an encyclopedia.
It's like, it's so like good. Like then in Rebels, if you don't watch any of Rebels, watch the last two episodes of season two. Basically, Darth Maul takes Ezra Bridger, trying to sway him to his apprentice. And they fight off, they basically beat three Inquisitors on a Sith planet. I think it's Malachor, actually, to retrieve a Sith holocron. And it's Ahsoka, Kanan Jarrus, and Ezra Bridger, and Ahsoka. They fight off them to Maul. Maul escapes, and then Vader and Ahsoka have a showdown. Because at this point, Ahsoka doesn't know that Vader's Anakin. And she faces off against Vader. And when she fights him, he's like, I'm here for revenge. And he's like, Jedi aren't known for revenge. And Ahsoka's like, I am no Jedi. And she has a duel with Vader and she slices his helmet open and realizes it's Anakin. And it's fucking awesome. Go watch it. But yeah, Ahsoka Tano. There's my tangent. And our last, oh, so we didn't even talk about this beer. So, because I knew that this, you all knew this was going to happen.
Well, yeah, that's why we did the show.
Yeah.
You need to vent. You need to get it out.
But yeah, I mean, but if you do love Star Wars and you have not watched the animated because it's animated, you're doing yourself a disservice because Clone Wars and Rebels are absolutely amazing. It's some of the best storytelling in Star Wars. You really get to know Anakin, which makes him turning to Vader a lot worse. You really get to see Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan, you'll find out Obi-Wan wasn't really that Jesus Jedi.
That was a way to extend the storyline without actually putting out the movies and casting actors by just doing that. And I think that was a very good installment in the universe of Star Wars.
And like, you get to see the final showdown between Maul and Obi-Wan, which is very like super Kurosawa, like samurai movie type thing.
Well, yeah.
And then you really get to like, and Maul's arc is amazing. Like the Darth Maul from being killed to being absolutely insane to running a criminal empire. It just, his story arc is awesome. And the acting, the voice acting is really good. So do yourself a favor. If it's not honestly for kids, like if you watch the Clone Wars, there's some dark shit. Like there's an episode with when Maul's putting together his like criminal empire, he's basically bringing all the crime syndicates together. Him and his brother Savage Opress, who's another Dathomir, what the hell is their race, I just forgot it, Zabrak. But basically there's a table, like let's say like a mafia table where everyone's sitting at the table. He just wings his double bladed lightsaber down and cuts all their heads off in a kid's show. So it's fucked up. But yeah, there's a lot of really cool stuff. So if you're not watching Clone Wars or Rebels because you don't like animation or you think it's a kid's show, you're wrong. Go watch it. Best Star Wars shit out there. Like, honestly, I'd rank it over most of the movies.
Said, I've been rewatching in preparation for Kenobi just because I know that that's going to be a lot that leads into where we're going.
Yeah, especially with the Inquisitors and everything from Rebels. But so the Brewery Fire, the Executor IPA, which is Darth Vader's flagship, we've had on the show before. The first time we had Brewery Fire on here. Oh, shit.
I knew it was going to do it.
Oh, wee. I swear that never happens.
Oh, man. All right, Bob, what do we got for this? Because I got to wipe my hands off now.
Executor IPA from Brewery Fire of Taneytown, Maryland. This is considered an American IPA. It comes in at 7.75% ABV. And it's listed at 72 IBUs. It's been checked in 623 times, where it averages a 3.83. I have four friend check-ins where it averages a 4.24. Executor IPA is a classic West Coast IPA made with Simcoe hops. Citrus, pine, and earthy hop aromas burst out of this well-balanced IPA. As Brewery Fire's flagship ale, it is lovingly named after Darth Vader's flagship, the Superstar Destroyer Executor. And the flavor profile is listed as hoppy, clean, malty, juicy, and citrusy.
So this is an awesome West Coast
idea. Yeah, you said Darth Vader because I'm seeing Dark Helmet.
No, that's not this one. We didn't get to the IPA yet.
Oh, that's that one?
Yeah, that's that one.
Okay, that's my bad. My apologies.
We'll get that next.
Sorry.
So we had this on the show before. Awesome beer from Brewery Fire.
It is.
And it's just a super great West Coast IPA. Super easy drinker. I brought a 4-pack of this home
and
myself.
And also, if you do go down to Gettysburg area, Fourscore, try to hit a couple breweries there. Literally drive like 15 minutes down the road.
Is Battlefield still around in Gettysburg? Remember we went there? It was in an old barn.
Are they still open?
I think they're still. I'm not sure.
That was a really cool place. The bathrooms were in a stable.
Yeah,
I had that little stage.
Yeah, it was a Confederate field hospital during the battle.
Yeah,
I just literally, when I was down to get the Fourscores, my dad and I went down. We went to Fourscore. I picked up the 4-pack for the show. We had a couple beers there, and then we left. And
it's been a while since I've been down there.
And we went to Brewery Fire because it's only like 15 minutes down the road.
Oh yeah,
in Maryland. And
yeah, definitely if you're in the Gettysburg area, hit up Brewery Fire. Bob introduced us to them. I was down there a few weeks ago, and Billy
I was down there.
One day we're gonna get down there. We'll have to reach out to you guys. I've actually do a show with you. We'd love to do that. But yeah, super great West Coast IPA. Can't go wrong with it.
All right.
But well, it's good. You more drink it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to go change my shirt.
Has there been this many explosions on the show?
No. This is the first. No,
yeah.
The climaxing going on is making the show pretty exciting.
The only other explosion we had was when we had the Beer You Are guys on, and he brought a homebrew, and it foamed up pretty bad when he cracked it open.
You saw the paper towels?
Yeah.
I feel like these beers are more excited than we are.
But all right, so this last beer we have is also from Brewery Fire, and this is Star Wars Adjacent.
Yes.
Which, if you don't love this movie, I guess you just don't love your life, I guess. But so this is Dark Helmet. Because we're the space balls.
May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you. I see your Schwartz. Lone Star. I see your Schwartz.
Baseballs, the video.
Is as big,
on
as
home
big
video
as
at your local video stores.
Spaceballs the flamethrower.
It would have also been funny to call it Spaceballs the beer.
Yeah, Spaceballs the beer would have been a good shirt too.
The movie's so good. I mean, Rick Moranis, John Candy, Mel Brooks. It's so freaking good. Barf.
A fantastic cast.
Wow.
Just a classic.
The perfect Star Wars knockoff.
Yeah, like Mel Brooks, everything Mel Brooks puts out is so good. I mean, Spaceballs is just one of those ones. I think my favorite scene is still the end with the alien crew, Nostromo crew.
Yep.
And it's actually William Hurt.
The chest buster dancing on the diner.
Change my order to the soup. What am I asking? This guy's a Pepto-Bismol. Oh my god, but Spaceballs is so good. And look, we have the Dark Helmet Stout here from Brewery Fire. So what do we got, Bob?
Dark Helmet from Brewery Fire of Taneytown, Maryland. This is considered a milk or sweet stout. It comes in at 8% ABV. This has been checked in 174 times, where it averages a 3.97. I have one friend check in where it averages a 4.5. Milk stout with raspberries, vanilla, chocolate, and graham crackers. There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry. And the flavor profile is listed
as been jammed.
Smooth, roasty, velvety, raspberry, and full.
So many quotes. So good.
It's one of those movies that's just, gone just full of quotes.
One. So last night we went to see a Billy Joel tribute band at the Majestic in Pottsville. Me and Rich went. And,
oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, was, bullshit.
They're called We May Be Right. We really found out about it like on Wednesday or something. I didn't see any promotion for it.
Did they play? Yeah, they're pretty poor with the promotion. Any underrated Billy Joel song, like Billy Joel, like 90s Billy Joel?
No, they did not play any 90s Joel. What? They played Shameless, though. They played Shameless, and they played Ballad of Billy the Kid.
Any 80s doo-wop Joel.
They did not play any 80s doo-wop
Joel. Because I would have yelled, 80s Billy Joel doo-wop sucks.
But during they had the singer of the band, they did a 50-50 at the show, and they had the singer of the band pull it, and he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's like, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm like, that's the song line. It didn't have on his luggage. And he's like, that is on my luggage. And Rich got mad at me because she's like, don't call people an idiot. I'm like, it's Spaceballs, and he got it. So
very nice.
Such a great movie. I mean, anything Mel Brooks. You know what I need to watch? I haven't watched in a long time. Dracula doesn't love
that
it.
Is my, that is a fantastic. I think
it's been a while for me.
Yeah.
Somebody just put it out on Blu-ray. I don't know if it was Scream Factory or Shout Factory because it's the same company, but it just depends if they put a horror movie out or a regular.
Scream, yeah.
Yeah, that but, Dracula doesn't love it.
That is.
I wrote videos another go.
And he's like, I was eating wine. Yeah. I was drinking wine. I was eating chicken.
Oh, it's so funny that Spaceball. Like, I just watched Blazing Saddles and
15 Schnitzel Grubens is my limit, baby.
I have a Mel Brooks collection.
Oh, nice.
That has like all of them, like his rip off, like not rip off, but his tribute to like Rear Window and stuff is on.
I did Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and Blazing Saddles not too long ago. So funny. Like there's such stupid shit too, but it's so funny.
Speaking of some comedy stuff, and you were speaking of Kylo Ren earlier, Adam Driver on SNL.
Oh my god, and that the radar technician
undercover boss.
That was so
funny. Wow, that was so good.
That was really funny.
I heard Kylo Ren's a bitch.
Oh my god, that was a Matt the radar technician. I think they actually made a figure of that.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you guys hear or see anything about the new Chippendales? I know it's Disney related, I guess, but the Chippendales movie?
We tried putting it on Friday for Taylor because he watches Disney Plus, but he insisted PJ Mask.
From what I've been hearing from people, they fucking love it.
I heard
Andy Samberg, genius.
I heard Laid to Rest by Lamb of God makes an appearance in it. Yeah, apparently there's a
clip. So does Stan Marsh from South Park.
Oh, yeah. And the bad Sonic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the ugly Sonic that the internet got changed.
We're working on watching it.
Yeah. And the bad Sonic apparently is Chris Robinson from I Think You Should Leave. So yeah. I think I need to watch it. But yeah, apparently there was a Metal Sucks article. Apparently there's a clip of Laid to Rest by Lamb of God in it somewhere.
Pantera's in the new Sonic movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Well, let's get our beer of the night.
Beer of the night. All right. I'm going to go first since I'm the Star Wars nerd. I'm going to go... the Executor IPA is my number one out of this batch because this is the beer I can actually drink all day, and it's a great West Coast IPA. That's going to be my number one.
I'll second that.
Second? What you got?
My favorite? The banana.
Bananican Skywalker?
Yep.
Okay.
I would. Yeah, this is more my style. That's what I go with. That's my pick for beer of the night, too. I guess I'll say for my second. We have three, so it does. Billy doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Billy,
Sorry, Billy.
My second would be the Jabba.
That's actually going to be my second. The Jabba juice is going to be my number two.
Is it the color and the taste? Like, it don't gross me out. I could drink that.
Yeah, the color is fun. It's light enough.
The blue milk is the worst thing I've ever had.
The raspberry and the thing is good. Like, the flavors is fine. I just that consistency.
For me, that beer is in between the blue milk and the Jabba.
Yeah.
What you thinking, Bob? There for Billy, you outvoted for one.
I think anyway. Well, three. I think three people already voted this. So
I think so, just me. Oh, did you vote for?
Yeah, Jabba? I voted for two. Okay.
So I'm between Jabba and the Dragon. I'm fine going Jabba Juice number two.
Yeah, I'll go for three. I would say. I mean, the stouts were cool. I like they were right. I'd go with Karen for number three for me.
Let's go backwards, Bob. What do you think for your number three?
I feel like one of the bottles are going to go next. Yeah. Are you going Karen too? I thought for sure one of the bottles would go.
This could hinge on Billy.
It could hinge on me. No, I'm not.
Mama Juana?
Yes, I'm going to vote for the Mama Juana.
I feel like if you're a stout drinker, those would be good stouts. Like, you would like them.
We got
this one's definitely my third.
Well, that's my third too. Then, so Billy, you got to make the decision. Is it
Karen
or is it?
This is what
not
I get.
The look, not the fluff.
This is what I get for having to pee.
Yep.
This is my punishment. Let's put a stout there.
All right. So number one is going to be the Executioner IPA, the Jabba Juice number two, and then the fluff you're looking for as number three. Listen,
shit. We didn't actually fucking talk about the Dark Helmet. We just started talking about Spaceballs. Great stout. It's a very light stout, actually. I get that roastiness. I get a bit of peanut butter and stuff off of it too.
It's a stout that, with it even being a larger, but usually if they're larger bottles, I save them for a chance to share them with people instead of me cranking the whole thing down myself.
But I do like at the bottom,
but I think that's one I could crank the whole thing down. By
I like
myself
at the bottom. There's definitely coffee notes in it too, which is what's great, because at the bottom of it, it says after the 16.9 full ounces, it says after you watch Radar. You know, I always have my coffee after I watch Radar. All right, so there it is. 164, the Star Wars extravaganza. I nerded out a bit, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the whole point of the show.
The Clone Wars portion is what really got me.
And this is why I wanted to be on the show to, you know, experience that with you. And
yeah.
You needed the vent.
Yeah, I cannot wait for this Kenobi series. There's so many cool things. I'm definitely going to watch it.
I don't know if I'll watch it right away,
I'll be watching
when everybody goes to bed. I'll probably put it on.
I'll be the first thing I'm doing Friday after work is putting on those two episodes. So I cannot wait. You know, I can't see it being bad. So, because Ewan McGregor was one of the constants of the prequel trilogy of just being consistently awesome, because he is Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Bob, what do you have to plug?
Gonna jump around a little bit here. I might actually do more than one today. First off, I probably should have had this last time.
The wet ticket.
My wet ticket watermelon shirt. Again, anyone, if you're anywhere near Rahway, New Jersey, stop in and visit the people at Wet Ticket. They make fantastic beer. It's well worth your time.
Actually, also, I think the watermelon was a hit at the at the beer share.
Yes.
Yes.
And then I want to go back here again. I really enjoyed this. It wasn't eligible to be beer of the night. I don't know what the rest of you thought about it.
I loved it.
It was good.
Yeah.
So again, the Bucks County Brewery, Pipersville, PA. It's a small place. They had, I believe, they had 10 taps. The live music. They had a band there. They were actually outside in the front yard yesterday. Nice. Right across the hall from it is a distillery. I also had a pineapple and kiwi sour when I was there. That was really good. And everyone, if you want to get some free swag, check out that Bucks County Ale Trail.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
I love the small places. I got to check that out next time I'm down. It's been a while since I've been down that way, but I'm sure a lot's changed since then.
So, and actually, the six places we went to yesterday, all participants in the Bucks County Ale Trail, Red Lion Brewing at McCool's in Quakertown. Then we went to Proper Brewing in Quakertown, Free Will in Perkasie, and then the Bucks County Brewery in Pipersville. And then we went to Geronimo Brewing at Lily's Jury Room. And
Bob doing some work.
Yeah.
And the Mad Princess Brewing, both in Doylestown. Plus, when we were at Bucks County in Pipersville, we stopped at the distillery as well.
Yeah.
And in almost every place yesterday, there was a food truck.
Nice.
God rest their souls. I'd have hated to be in one of those hot.
That would have been brutal.
You know, I went to Kibasi Fest yesterday in Shenandoah, and everybody behind a hot grill, like, because it was super hot. The sun was beating on everything. So, yeah. Yeah, bless the hearts of those people.
Hot and humid.
Yeah, it was brutal yesterday. Well,
there was actually airflow up there. It was nice, but it was hot as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hot air.
I ate so much air. I ate everything kibasi.
Nice.
Bill?
I'm going to say get your tickets for Schuylkill County Brewfest.
There's not many VIPs.
I already did.
There aren't very many VIPs left. I ordered one for myself and my dad, so he'll be joining us for our early entry. Other than that, not too much. We are still doing delivery at the craft house as long as your orders are over.
How's that been going?
Pretty well.
Nice.
We've been getting some orders in.
Give it time.
Yeah, just for weekends and stuff.
Awesome.
But that's something exciting. We do also have the app, so you can look and see what we have on hand and what the pricing is.
Cool.
Also, so
very nice. Awesome.
Zach.
As usual, Persephone Eclectic on Etsy, and as well as Dear Departed Odd Shop on Etsy for all your odd stuff, little resin, crafty things, taxidermy. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Andy?
Go watch Clone Wars. That's about it.
The IWEP Network. Head over, check out the website, iwepnetwork.com. Follow us on all social media. Join our Bang and Beers community page. Sorry, I sucked today. I'm fucking heat exhausted out. I'm fucking done. I barely even drank, I'm gonna be honest. I'm just like,
just go lay down then.
I feel like shit. I'm gonna sit in front of the AC like the rest of the day. I'm just chugging water, but I feel like I'm still dehydrated. It's awful, but it is what it is. Thank you guys for hanging out, tuning in, joining us. We'll be here next Sunday. Do we have our beers for next Sunday?
I think next week is Berwick Brewing.
Berwick? Next week we have Berwick Brewing, so check out that.
I backtrack a little bit again, too. This was actually like a double road trip in with Rosa Week.
Oh, yeah.
After work on Thursday, there's a show coming to the Opera House. It's one of Rosa's favorite bands. So after work, we hopped over to Jim Thorpe, grabbed some tickets, and came back home through Lee Heighton. We stopped at the tap room that Cave Brewing has in Lee Heighton. So I want to say they probably had 10 beers on tap, and there's also a joint effort. There's a couple wineries involved there as well. And when we left there, we skipped down a block or two and we hit the Insurrection Distillery and Half Barrel Brewing. They're well worth your time and visit. Check them out.
Yeah. I lost track here. Oh, this Tuesday, Not Cold High School, we're going to be Not Cold High School, we're going to be covering Blockbuster, the history of Blockbuster and the rise and fall and our favorite moments.
The video company.
Yeah. That should be a good episode because Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, such as other franchises, put mom pop video stores out of business.
Yeah.
But when Netflix first came out, when you got DVDs in the mail, they put those businesses out of business.
Yep. Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
It sure is.
The brand new Not Cool in High School Disney edition just came out. They Nikolai and Anthony just did their Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs cover, their review. It's pretty fun. Check out that. It's a brand new spinoff. The horror one, I think Heidi's off this weekend, so we might be filming it this Friday. We're gonna be doing Carrie. So we're recording that very soon. What else we got? Tornado Tag Thursday. We're going to be doing our roundup of this month of wrestling.
Original Carry or remake Carry?
Original.
What remake Carry?
Yeah, the remake was really good.
The remake, and you don't say the other one. We don't say that.
What the rage? No,
the rage.
You don't say that.
I'm just kidding. I completely forgot.
Hit Annie's mute switch next time he's about to talk.
Yeah, we'll probably do the remake.
The original Carry is amazing.
I do still think you should do one like the original versus remake.
Yeah.
Like deals.
I'm sure they're going to talk about it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Everything Carrie related.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. That's it. Just check out the IWP Network. A lot of cool stuff. We have a lot of shows on there. Show us that support. If you do, thank you. If you don't, we understand. Have a great day. We love you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Peace.
Oh, I got to
find the button.